This is Twit.
A lot of people didn't realize until this week that Microsoft is still supporting Internet Explorer. But yes, yes they are, because many enterprises have built apps on top of it. So they have to keep it alive for them. But they did make a little foray towards phasing it out this week. They said, you know what? We're going to give you a timetable for when we're no longer going to support IE 11 with Microsoft Teams. And that's happening this year, November 30th. And then next year, 1 year from Monday, so August 17th, 2021, you can't use IE 11 anymore with your Microsoft 365 apps all up. So then people assume, oh, so that's the deadline for when IE is no longer supported. No, that's not the deadline.
Yeah, and, in fact, and they have not announced a deadline, unfortunately.
No, they
because
haven't.
There will be one, right? I mean, there will be
right.
one.
It's so confusing
what
in this
what
blog post. I know. So the reason it's complicated is IE 11 is technically considered part of the operating system for older versions of Windows. So you would think, okay, so it's going to be supported as long as Windows 8.1. Is that what that means? No, it doesn't mean that either, which is what I thought. Microsoft just says it'll be supported as long as the versions of Windows on which it runs are supported. So I went back several times this week and asked, so does it mean this time? Does it mean this date? Nope, nope, nope. So the answer is we don't know when the end date is for IE 11.
There's no way to tell. Here's the complication, right? It comes in Windows 10, right?
Yeah,
so
it's still in Windows 10. Right.
And as long as it's still in Windows 10, technically it will be supported. Windows 10 throws a wrench into support because, you know, Windows 8.1 and earlier versions of Windows, 10-year life cycle. So maybe you know off the top of your head, I don't remember when Windows 8.1 expires from a support perspective, but it's a few years down the road.
2025 or 26, somewhere around there maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I would say that that's probably the furthest out that they'll actually support it. That's my guess, but they've not said that.
Yeah.
Because I think at some point what they'll do is there'll be a version of Windows 10. It could be
2023 for Windows 8.1. Yeah.
So honestly, tying it to that would make sense to me. They could, you know, make it such that it's not installed by default in Windows 10, and then they just remove it from Windows 10. Edge, of course, has like a backwards compatibility mode anyway.
Yeah.
And versions of Windows 10 don't have 10-year life cycle support life cycles. They have, you know, it varies depending on the type
two-ish.
Of contract. Yeah. We'll call them two-ish years. So, yeah. So, I mean, I honestly, they haven't said it, so we literally can't say this is when it's officially dead. But I think the 8.1 expiration of support is a good goal, you know, a good possibility.
Yeah, I wish they would give us a little more of a hint. All the blog post says is, don't worry, IE 11 is not going away. And so many developers were like, no.
That is what we're worried about. I think you've misunderstood the worry.
I know. Yeah. People are like, but they mean next year, right? I'm like, no, they don't mean next year. They don't mean next year.
No, but, you know, but look, they can soft kill it, meaning they make their services not work properly or at all, right?
Right. So, and that's what's happening. Possible. That's what's starting to happen, right?
Yeah.
So. And then Edge, legacy Edge, the old Edge, whatever you want to call it, the not Credge Edge. You know the one I mean?
The not Credge Edge.
Also Edge, also known as Edge.
Nedge.
And so is the new Edge. Yeah.
Or Ledge.
So, Ledge. That's good. I like that. Ledge. So as of March 9th next year, Microsoft's no longer supporting any security updates for legacy Edge desktop app. So they're calling that the end of life date for legacy Edge.
Now, this is, you said March of next year.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive because the current version of Edge, the new Edge, or, you know, Credge, just came out in January, I mean, officially. Yep. So that's barely a year. I mean, it's over a year, but it's short.